Okay, hi, my name is Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 26th of September 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, and where you're from.
Georgina Gallup, I'm 25, and I'm from Wiltshire, near Salisbury.
And how are you doing today?
I'm okay, actually. A little bit hungover.
So, how did you initially hear about the project?
It was just on, like, it was front page news the first week, and that's when I heard about it. And then my mother suggested I apply, so I did, and completely by chance got a place. So.
And what actually made you want to get involved in the project?
It was entirely my mother's cajoling. Honestly, like, it wasn't really something I thought I would want to do at all. But I'm about to start a photography diploma, and she thought it would be a great platform from which to take photos from. Sort of a unique platform. It's not very often you get the opportunity to take pictures from an elevated space in the middle of Trafalgar Square, so that's why I decided to go for it, really.
So could you talk a little bit about yourself, your kind of interest in photography, what you're doing at the moment?
I've just come back from travelling. I spent 6 months away travelling in Southeast Asia, Indonesia and China. Prior to that, I volunteered for redundancy with the credit crunch and all of that. And whilst I was away, I just decided a big career change is what I wanted to do. So I'm going to go to the London College of Communication to do a one-year diploma in photography. Interests, goodness. All the usual stuff a 25-year-old in London does, really. But photography-wise, mostly interested in documentary photography and portrait photography.
And is this something that you've always pursued, or is it kind of a recent years?
Ever since I was about 15, I've been interested in taking pictures myself. But as far as sort of looking at photos goes, I've always been interested in that. But yeah, it's a new venture, so...
So what was it that obviously the crisis instigated your kind of your change in direction professionally? What were you doing before that?
I was a PA for a training and professional development company. Very, very admin-based, completely soul-destroying role. And yeah, I just needed to do something a bit more creative, so I picked this, yeah.
So what are you planning on doing today?
You're
going to take photos?
Yep. I've got a new camera, so I'm quite excited about using that for the first time. I'm going to dress in a crocodile suit, keeping with the snappy theme. See what I've done there?
Really nice.
And also just because it's eye-catching and it will make me look a bit more interesting for other people. And my brother and I have made some signs. Certain people requested that I shout about something in particular, so I've done some like hello signs, and like one chap is a passionate cyclist, so he's wanted me to say more bikes, less cars in London, so we're going to put that up as well. And yeah, I'm kind of going to just do it a bit ad hoc, see what happens. Hopefully the hour will swing by quickly.
So have you brought anybody with you today?
My brother came with me for this registering, but yeah, my parents are going to come and support me, and a handful of friends, probably.
Are you wanting to engage with people whilst you're up there?
Not particularly, although if I have a heckler, I'll, you know, say hello. But no, not particularly, just going to hold up my sign to take photos. Obviously, it'd be quite nice to do some aerial portraits, like, of my friends, but other than that, probably not.
So do you think this experience will have any kind of effect on you?
I think standing on the plinth is definitely going to take me out of my comfort zone for 1 hour, and it's always good to push yourself to do things that you don't normally do. Also, if the shots I get are any good, then I'll be able to exhibit them through the university that I will be going to. So hopefully it will be a little mini springboard career wise and yeah, hopefully it'll just be good fun.
So what exactly are you going to be taking with you
onto the plinth? Two cameras. One's a compact digital one and one big Canon D5, I think it is, 5D. My signs. Some pen and paper in case I need to do more signs. A banana, a bottle of water, and a can of Coke.
So, can I ask you a little bit about where you were born and your childhood?
Yeah, I was born in Yorkshire. Lived up there, up north, for 2 years. Then we moved south to Hampshire and Wiltshire. Always lived in Hampshire and Wiltshire, apart from a brief stint in Paris when I was about 10. What else do you want to know?
So you said you've been travelling quite a lot.
Yeah, I went travelling from January till the end of June this year. New Zealand, Australia, Indonesia, Vietnam, China.
And what were you doing? You were just travelling?
Just travelling, okay. Yeah. Just travelling, passing through.
And how was that?
Absolutely spectacular. It was the best 6 months ever. I had such a great time and saw such sort of varied things. Like, I saw Mount Everest and the Gobi Desert and, you know, the Great Barrier Reef and did skydive, and it was awesome. Met some lovely people, ate some lovely food and some disgusting food as well. Chilled out and thought about the future. Yeah.
So, what are your aspirations? What would you ultimately want to go into?
Well, hopefully photography. I'd like to be a freelance photographer, predominantly working with papers, I suppose, and then maybe doing like portrait photography and wedding photography on the side to make some money. Yeah, the dream is to be able to make the freelance photography work, really. And yeah.
So back to your hour. What do you think of this project so far? Have you been following it since the beginning?
I haven't been following it since the beginning. I was interested by it at the beginning, because I think that's when there was the most sort of press and media attention. I then looked, sort of after having registered, I looked at the website and looked at what other plinthers had done for inspiration. I watched they do those short movie for each week. So I watched that, but I have not followed every single person, though.
And are you quite interested in the visual arts?
What do you mean by visual arts?
As in not theatre, just purely painting, installation, artists?
Yeah.
Photography as well, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose so. It's always nice to go to museums and things, but...
But you keep up with exhibitions and stuff in London and elsewhere?
Well, I've been away this year, so not particularly recently. I do try and stay abreast of what's going on in the photography world, but when it comes to other areas of art, not so much. But yeah, I go when I can.
Do you have any particular photographers who you've been inspired by?
Mario Testino is amazing. Annie Leibovitch is amazing. What's her name? Cindy Sherman, I think her name is. She does like she does like self portraits, but makes herself different every time. Yeah. Those are probably the three I admire the most.
So, what would you say is important in your life at the moment?
Friends, family, and health, probably the three main things.
So you have your brothers with you today. Do you have one sibling?
I've got a little brother who's here today and a big sister who lives in New Zealand, so she's not here, although I'm sure she will be looking online. She lives in New Zealand with her fiance, so they are not coming, but yeah, that's it, just the three of us.
And have you been out to see her in New Zealand?
Yes, in January. Yeah, that was where the trip started.
Oh, amazing. So, back to today, are you wanting to engage with people whilst you're on there, or do you want it to be quite isolated?
No, I mean, as I said before, like, I'll be taking pictures of my friends and I'll be holding up the signs, but I'm not gonna give a big message to the world. I don't have a megaphone or anything like that. Also, with Eid going on, all of this activity in the square, to make yourself heard is going to be more of an effort, and it actually takes the pressure off me a little bit, because I don't have to think about some profound something that I'm going to put across. I'm just going to go up there and have some fun, really.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's all.